Justice Thomas has our opinion this morning in 22448, Consumer Financial Protection Bureau versus Community Financial Services Association.
This case comes to us on a writ of certiorari to the United States Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit. The Constitution gives Congress control over the public fisc, and it requires that control be exercised in a specific manner. The Appropriations Clause provides that, quote, no money shall be drawn from the Treasury, but in consequence of appropriations made by law. For most federal agencies, Congress provides funding through annual appropriations laws. The Consumer Finance Protection Bureau is different. Instead, Congress authorized the Bureau to draw from the Federal Reserve System the amount its director deems, quote, reasonably necessary to carry out the board's duties, subject to an inflation-adjusted cap. In this case, several trade associations representing payday lenders challenged regulations issued by the Bureau on the ground that the Bureau's funding mechanism violates the Appropriations Clause. The Court of Appeals agreed, holding that the Bureau's funding mechanism was not an appropriations made by law. In an opinion filed with the clerk today, we reverse. Under the Appropriations Clause, an appropriation authorizes expenditure from a specified source of public money for designated purposes. The Constitution's text, the history against which that text was enacted, and early congressional practice all support this conclusion. We hold that the Bureau's funding statute contains the requisite features of a valid appropriation. The statute authorizes the Bureau to draw public funds from a particular source, the combined earnings of the Federal Reserve System, in an amount not exceeding a cap. And the statute specifies the objects for which the Bureau can use those funds to pay the expenses of the Bureau in carrying out its duties and responsibilities. For these reasons and others set forth in our opinion, we reverse the judgment of the Fifth Circuit and remand for further proceedings consistent with this opinion. Justice Kagan has filed a concurring opinion in which Justices Sotomayor, Kavanaugh, and Barrett join. Justice Jackson has also filed a concurring opinion. Justice Alito has filed a dissenting opinion in which Justice Gorsuch joins.